So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Okay guys, we want to talk about how to speed up this whole keto adaptation. Now what's happening is you're going from sugar fuel to fat fuel. Now let's look at what's happening deep inside the cells. Your body is running on sugar. Okay, blood sugar. So it's dependent on mainly the stored sugar in your muscle and your liver, which you don't have a lot of, or the diet. So you're like, you have to constantly eat to keep the sugars up. So now what we want to do is dependent on the fat, because we have a lot more fat than we do stored sugar. In fact, we have an average thin person has about 77,000 calories of stored fat. So this is a better quality of fuel. But in the transition phase, you might have a lowered blood sugar, okay? And this is where people get uncomfortable. So there's some tips that you can do. Number one, always combine keto with intermittent fasting at the same time. Don't do them separately. They're both powerful tools and strategies to drop insulin to speed up the process. Because if you do intermittent fasting with too much sugar, too much carb, you're gonna prolong the agony and never get into ketosis, because to get into ketosis, you need to drop your carbs, okay? But intermittent fasting works because you're not eating as frequent and you're gonna drop insulin. So if you're just doing keto and you're doing multiple meals, realize every time you eat, you spike insulin, and again, it's gonna take longer to get into this adaptation where your body has cellular machines that are burning fat full time. Okay, so you basically have to drop this way down to the point where your body is like looking for fuel. It can't find it, so it's going to go after the fat, and then it's going to probably, if you do this correctly, it'd be like 3 days, maybe 4 days, and then you'll be like 80% in ketosis. But sometimes it takes longer, which I'll cover in a second. But the point is, it'll happen like gradual, gradual, gradual. Now there's going to be a point where you're going to be between meals where you're really, really hungry, okay? So you have to differentiate a mild hunger, which you just push through, or intense hunger where it's like really severe, in which case we don't want to add more stress to your body. So don't suffer through that. Just add a small snack, which is only fat. Don't add protein. Add fat, because protein will stimulate more insulin. Fat will stimulate a little insulin, but not as much as protein, because as soon as you eat the protein, you're going to feel better, and it's going to crash down. Now you're going to be hungry again. So do fat. Maybe you do pecans, which is a real fatty nut, or an avocado. But just do a little fat just to get you through the transition. And the other thing is, if you're going from one meal to the next, it's very, very important to have enough fat to satisfy you. So if you're like hurting and you're really suffering, make sure the next meal you add more fat. So that's one thing, which is right here. But also add more greens, more salad and vegetables, because the potassium will actually heal the insulin and help stabilize the blood sugar at the cellular level. So we need those minerals to really speed this process up, okay? The other thing is apple cider vinegar with lemon. Do a tablespoon and a tablespoon of lemon and some water. Take a straw so it doesn't bother your teeth. Sip it down. That will actually speed things up too. Electrolytes with large amounts of potassium and nutritional yeast also will speed things up, because that heals the deeper root problem, which is insulin resistance. So basically in the transition phase, you're really dealing with a low blood sugar situation, and what's behind that is your body has not fully adapted. So all of these things are going to help. So go ahead and apply it and put your comments down below. Press the subscribe button and I will keep you updated on the future events. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.